Selena Gomez, Who Says? Yeah, Who Says? All right. I just want us to honestly, carefully weigh the situations. Let's explore. Honestly, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, there's no law that says we have to approach this in such a way as to say that women are better. There's no law that says we have to approach this in such a way as to say that men are better. I'll just tell you, it's been my own personal firsthand observation that men and women in both of those communities, you have some great people who really have it together. You have some okay people who are doing a pretty good job, and you have some terrible people who are making a mess. And I can tell you, you find plenty of each one of those in both genders. Now, that's the reality that I have observed. Maybe your reality is different. But that's why I'm asking you these questions, and I'm giving you some ways that we can kind of assess the situation. A lot of people are saying that the majority say that women are better than men when it comes to being compassionate and empathetic. Do their votes bear that out? And there's no need for us to say, well, when women vote against measures that would help the poor, it's not because they're not being compassionate. Well, we could say the same thing about men. Well, when men vote against measures that could help the poor, it's not that they're not being compassionate. Substantial shares say that women are better at working out compromises and standing up for what they believe in. What do they base that on? Not the researchers, the people who are responding to the questions. What have they observed that says to them that women are better at working out compromises and for standing up for what they believe in than men are? You look at all the different fights that take place in D.C., even in our state legislatures all across the country. You have plenty of people, male and female, standing up for what they believe in, standing up for what they want, standing up for their agendas. How do we conclude that one gender does better than the other gender when it comes to standing up for what they believe in? How do we reach that conclusion? More adults say that female political leaders do a better job of serving as role models for children and maintaining a tone of civility and respect. 41% say that females are better role models for children. 34% say that females do a better job of maintaining a tone of civility and respect. I think about some of the outstanding situations that occurred during the State of the Union address by our president, former President Barack Obama, while he was giving his address to the nation before the entire world. Representative Joe Wilson told him he lies. What an ugly, ugly show of disrespect for the leader of our nation by this man, Joe Wilson. But let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that when she was serving as governor of the beautiful state of Arizona, former Governor Jan Brewer spoke in a very malicious way to our president, Barack Obama, and pointed her finger in his face. This woman pointing her finger in the face of the President of the United States of America. Female political leaders do a better job of maintaining a tone of civility and respect than male politicians. One of the things that you need to keep in mind, sometimes percentages matter. Sometimes. So this is the reason I'm saying this. We know that the vast majority of our politicians are males, which means whether their behavior is good or whether their behavior is bad, we're going to see more males behaving nobly or behaving badly. We're going to see more males behaving than females behaving because there's just more males in political office. If things were turned around and we had the percentage of politicians represented by the female community as are currently represented by the male community. If it were turned around, let's just say we have 72%. I'm just pulling that number out of the air. Let's just say we had 72% of politicians are male, and so we have 28% of our politicians females. What if that were to flip and we had 72% of our politicians as females and only 28% as males? You would see a lot more behavior from the females simply because there would be more females to see anytime the cameras were rolling on politicians. So keep that in mind as we explore all of this, as we think through and talk through all of this. In each of these cases, only about 1 in 10 or fewer give men the advantage when it comes to serving as role models for children, maintaining a tone of civility, maintaining a tone of respect. Just keep in mind now, we have many more male politicians to see in action than we have female politicians to see in action. So even when it comes to role modeling, male leaders are seen as better than their female counterparts when it comes to willingness to take risks. About 4 in 10 say that men in top executive positions and in high political offices are better than women when it comes to taking risks. Now, you know what I'm wondering? I've told you this before. The people who are currently serving in political office were not always politicians, but they were always people. How many of them were taking risks? I mean, when you think about the people you hung out with, male and female, people you hung out with when you were in elementary school, people you hung out with in high school, people you hung out with in college, people you heard about while you were in college, who took the risks? I mean, who really took the risks? Males or females or both?